أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا يا لوط إنا رسل ربك لن يصلوا إليك فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل ولا يلتفت منكم أحد إلا امرأتك إنه مصيبها ما أصابهم إن موعدهم الصبح أليس الصبح بقريب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us of the people of Lut alayhi salam. The angels arrived after spending some time with Ibrahim alayhi salam at the home of Lut alayhi salam. They did not reveal their identity, and he understood them to be guests who had visited him. Allah spoke of the community and how they rushed to the house of Lut alayhi salam after his wife had informed them of the guests who were present within his home. They came to the house seeking these young men to fulfill this act of immorality with them. It comes in the books of tafsir that a group of men surrounded the house of Lut alayhi salam. He had the door locked, and they tried to barge in and break down the door. They were unsuccessful, and then they began scaling the wall and climbing over the wall out of desperation. And as Lut alayhi salam saw this is when he made the statement, قال لو أن لي بكم قوة. The last ayah which we discussed yesterday, Lut alayhi salam, when he realized that nothing was going to stop them, he even offered his daughters to them in marriage and in nikah. He saw them climbing over the wall. He then expressed a desire. He says, لو أن لي بكم قوة. I wish I had the strength against all of you to repel all of you. أو آوي إلى ركن شديد. Oh, I wish I had a strong support that I may incline towards, or a support that I may take refuge in. That is when the angels, noticing the anxiety and looking at the state of Lut alayhi salam, that is when they came forward and they revealed their identity, and that is when they took charge of the situation. Qalu ya Lut. Allah says in ayah number 81 of Surah Uhud, the angels came forward and they said, O Lut, inna rusul rabbik. We are the emissaries of your Rabb. We have been sent by your Rabb. We are not human beings. La yasilu ilayk. Listen, they will never reach you. They will never get to you, O Lut. It is said that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the front, and as these people barged in, he exposed a tiny bit of his feather, and that blinded them. And when they saw this, they ran away and they left the house of Lut alayhi salam. So the angels instructed Lut. They said, listen, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. Tonight, leave with your family. Leave the town, leave the village during a certain portion of the night. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. And while you are leaving, as you are leaving and as you are proceeding, the punishment will strike the community. But none of you, inform your family members that none of them should turn back to observe what is happening, to observe the punishment. Keep on moving, irrespective of what is happening behind you. إِلَّا مْرَأَتَكْ. except for your wife, O Lut, except for your wife, because innahu musibuha ma asabahum. Whatever is to afflict them, whatever punishment will strike them, will strike her as well. So there are two interpretations given here. One interpretation is that he is instructed to leave her behind. She will remain behind, don't take her along with you. She is the one family member that will stay back. The other interpretation that was given, and there are narrations that support this interpretation, is that take her along with you, but she will turn around out of concern for the community. She will turn around when the punishment strikes, and she will feel pity, and she will feel sorry for the people and the punishment that strikes them. It comes in narration that this is exactly what happened. She turned around and she expressed a sense of pity for her people and her community. And that is when one of those rocks that came down from the heavens struck her and finished her off. So Allah says, except for your wife, whatever will afflict them will certainly strike her. إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمْ الصُّبْحِ. And they said to Lut alayhi salam, certainly their deadline is the morning. By the morning, the next morning, O Lut, that is when Allah will allow the punishment to strike these immoral people. It is said that Lut alayhi salam, because he was in such a state of distress and anxiety, he asked the angels, can the punishment not come anytime sooner? Why do we have to wait right up until the morning? So they said in response, أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبِ. Is the morning not qareeb? Is the morning not near? Just one night away, and the morning shall arrive. Allah speaks of the punishment. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Allah says, when our command arrived, when the command had come, and it was time for us to destroy them, جَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the uppermost part of this land. According to Mufassirin and according to certain narrations, this land, the people of Lut alayhi salam, resided in four cities. So four cities, these four cities wherein they had resided, Allah says, we made the aliyah, its upper part, safilaha, at the bottom. Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instructed Jibreel alayhi salam to actually remove the land and lift that land on which they had lived, to lift it up and proceed with it right up, zoom right up with it into the heavens. No other community had suffered this type of a punishment apart from the people of Lut because of the act that they were engaged in. So Jibreel alayhi salam lifted that land, physically lifted it, separated it from the earth. And he traveled with it in such a way, Mufassirin explained, that everything remained on its place. Not even water came out from a vessel that was in a vessel. That's how perfect and how swift he proceeded right up to the heavens with it. And then from that point, he turned it upside down and sent it smashing down onto earth. And you find that part of land today is way below the normal level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we sent it right down into earth. عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. And then on top of that, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Allah says, then we rained down upon this city and upon this village, upon the community. We sent down like rain. The way rain falls down, what did we send down? Hijara, stones, min sijil. And these stones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, were of very hard clay, mandudin, one upon another, striking like missiles. These stones came down upon them. Musawwamatan, every stone, every rock was marked. It had the name of the criminal on it. And that is how each person was struck by a certain rock that had his name already fixed on it. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Allah says, these stones that rain down upon them were marked by your Rabb. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Allah speaks of this punishment, and Allah says this very same punishment is not far away from the transgressors. In other words, those who will also engage in this act of immorality. This act of immorality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what afflicted the people of Lut alayhi salam is not far away from them as well. And that's why in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, that from amongst my ummah, amongst the Muslim ummah, there will be people who will be engaged in the act, in the immoral act that the people of Lut alayhi salam were engaged in, and Allah can punish them the way Allah punished the people of Lut alayhi salam. May Allah grant us the understanding.